Thank you for joining us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is indeed the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific on 790 Talk Radio KABC. Hey, we're going to begin with a friend and a sponsor and a man that has been instrumental in this program being on the air now. Hard to believe it's been 10 months. Phil Liberatore is the IRS problem solver. It is kind of tax time. We've got some questions and some items to ask Phil about, and I believe he's calling in. He's mobile. Mr. Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Frank, and a good evening to all your listeners tonight.
Thank you. It's great to hear from you. Great connection. I hope you're well, and I'm sure you're busy.
Yes, we're still crunching out those tax returns. April 18th would have been the official end of a normal tax season, but with the rainstorms and the flooding, they've extended it to October 16th, Frank. So people actually have extra time to file. Not only extra time to file, but they don't have to pay their taxes until then as well.
That's a pretty good deal. I do have a question for you, of which you may or may not know the answer to. I heard from a friend the October 16th deadline is not consistent with every county in California. Do you know information about that?
Well, there's just about all the counties were included, but there's some that haven't been because they didn't get as much rain as some of the others.
Right.
But if they're in Orange or L.A. County, those are definitely included. San Diego County, most of the counties in Southern California are included.
Got it. So with the deadline being extended till October, how does that affect you and your work at IRS Problem Solvers, or does it?
Well, we haven't seen any let up, Frank, and we're getting new clients every day. So I think it's just a blessing in disguise for us to continue producing what we can here.
Well, and I want to validate, you are getting new clients all the time in a brand new office building, a beautiful building, because I follow you on social media. And recently you've posted a number of pictures of new clients, and you got some good-looking people that you take care of.
Well, I tell you, it's all across the board as far as what their professions and careers and what their work life is. But, we're doing a lot more this year than we ever have before, Frank.
Phil Liberatore is from IRS Problem Solvers. Let me give you information if you are interested in contacting Phil. Maybe you need some tax help. Maybe you are interested in filing your taxes or just getting some information from one of the best. 877, the number 6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. And also, if you want to go on a website and find out all this info, it's stopirspain.com. Phil, there are tons of people that know you. Probably a lot of our listeners have used you and are grateful. Also, there are maybe some that have not heard of you before, so let me ask you the obvious question. And by the way, earlier today, when I asked you how many years you've been in practice, I talked to a dear friend of ours earlier today. I talked to Jeff Wakefield. Phil and I went to high school together. And so from then until now, because you're only 23 years old, how long have you been in this field, and why would you go into accounting of all areas?
Well, I've been in this field for over 40 years, and when I went to the great University of Southern California, I wanted to go into business, but I talked to the business dean, and he encouraged me to go into accounting. So lo and behold, I went into accounting. I got my CPA certificate in 1980, and I've been doing income taxes almost ever since. I just love helping people save money and coming up with strategies that's going to help them in the long run.
And I don't say this lightly. I say this with all specifics. You have the full range of financial services at your office, correct?
We do, and we have a network of professionals in almost every area that you could think of to help you along your way and keep you successful in everything you do.
So there are people listening right now, Phil, when even the IRS is mentioned or taxes, they may get anxious or they have a lot of fear. I'm sure, and maybe I can ask you specifically if you have a story or two, but I'm sure there are people listening right now, hopefully few and far between, they haven't filed taxes in a long time for lots of reasons. And they're like, well, it's been so long, I can't even imagine reaching out and starting this process.
Yeah, it's really scary. And I'll tell you, the number one response I get from someone calling up and saying, I haven't filed in years, I said, how are you dealing with this? And they actually literally, Frank, they tell me they can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why do they keep doing this if they can't sleep at night? Why don't they just get some help? And in reality is they don't know where to turn and they don't know where to start, like you said. And a lot of them either have not kept their paperwork or have lost track of where their records are. And we could do all that for them, Frank. In fact, a couple of new clients came in this week. I think almost both of them didn't file for 10 years. And, of course, we get on the phone with the IRS to get all their transcripts and all their income information. And lo and behold, one of them only has to file for 3 years. They're not even looking for the other 7 years. So, in reality, even though they haven't filed in years, it may be only the last few years that they may need to file. And even that, they may be getting refunds back. So, it's a pretty wide-open market out there for unfilers.
For you, the listeners, our KBC family, let me also validate what Phil said about making calls to the IRS. If you've not heard me talk with Phil before, a number of years ago, I had been going to a family tax accountant forever. I got audited and got in some financial trouble with the IRS. And I thought, all right, I'm going to call Phil, my buddy from high school. And I walked in Phil's office, and I had a lot of trepidation, a lot of fears. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to owe tons of money. This is really a mess. And within a matter of moments, not only did Phil kind of put my concerns at rest, he got on the phone with the IRS almost immediately. And then in a matter of time, you said to me, okay, I saved you X amount of dollars, put you on a reasonable financial plan, and I've been seeing you ever since and thanking you every time I see you.
Well, you know, that's not very uncommon. I started this IRS problem-solving business with a lady who owed like 5 years of tax returns. She owed over $50,000, Frank. And she said, literally, she said, Phil, I'm going to be paying the IRS the rest of my life. I'm not going to be able to retire. And I said, well, let me see what you did. Well, she did her returns herself, missed a bunch of deductions, and making a long story short, I redid the last 3 years because you could amend the last 3 years, Frank, if you omitted something or something was done in error and redo the tax returns. And I did that for her. And after about 2 years, she owed nothing. And after that, she was getting refunds back. But let me add this one note, Frank. These IRS problems don't go away by themselves. And even preventing you from retiring, the IRS can even levy your Social Security and pension benefits. So if you don't take care of your IRS problems, you probably will work until you die, Frank. That's how bad it can get.
Phil Liberatore is my guest from IRS Problem Solvers. Again, Phil is a very good friend, lifelong, also does incredible work at IRS Problem Solvers. I am a client of his, and I cannot speak highly enough of him. He's also a sponsor of this program. So let me give the information again. We're going to take a short break and come back with one more segment. Phil has to get on the road. He's got an appointment tonight. But let me give the info again. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you have any concerns about your taxes, whether you haven't filed, whether you may want some new eyes on your finances and anything in between, the number to call is 877-6-SOLVER, S-O-L-V-E-R, 877-6-SOLVER, and the website is stopirspain.com, stopirspain.com. Phil Liberatore is my guest. We're going to take a very quick break and be back with more. Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. My guest, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. Phil is a sponsor of this program and a very dear friend of mine. And there are a lot of you listening right now, and here's the question, Phil. We've been hearing about this 80,000-plus new IRS agents and a lot of what is to come. What do you know of changes and anything you want to add into that dilemma?
Well, it's very interesting times right now, Frank. they are in the process of hiring these 87,000 new IRS agents, and they're going after the average taxpayers, is what the understanding is. I mean, they keep saying they're going after the rich, but it's really you and me that they're going to be looking for, and it's going to take some time. That's over a 10-year period, Frank, but they're definitely gearing up. I've seen some uptrend in audits, which is their number one issue, is to get more money for the Treasury, and of course that's through audits and getting more tax dollars into their spending. So it's going to be interesting times. I know the collection department of the IRS is getting more staff, and so collections and audits are definitely going to be up.
And in comparison to, say, the last few years, that's a major change, because I know there was a time not that long ago where there were a lot of IRS agents you can call, and then all of a sudden they kind of switched to online stuff. There's a lot of changes and a lot of developments, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it got so bad, Frank. I mean, if you called the IRS helpline, they helped about maybe 2 out of 10 calls. The other 8 calls got dropped or got disconnected, or nobody was there to help them. And on top of that, with the COVID, the 2-year COVID period, the IRS actually stayed home and they didn't open any of the mail. They're still opening mail from a couple years ago, Frank. They haven't even caught up yet. They're still over millions of letters and tax returns to process, and they're just starting to make a dent into it right now as we speak.
Phil Liberatore is my guest from IRS Problem Solvers. Are there new changes? Every year you have to kind of keep up with new tax laws. Anything major that's happening in 2023/2024 that we should know about?
Well, 2023 is going to be close to the same as 2022. And 2024 is yet to be seen. Of course, the Democrats want to increase taxes as much as they can to fund all their crazy programs they got going. But thank God we have a Republican majority in Congress to stop that. So I don't foresee any major changes here until the next election in November. So we'll have to wait and see, Frank.
All the decades, Phil, that you've been practicing accounting, with the state of things now, do you ever have any thoughts like, I should have just been, I don't know, Mr. Universe for 10 years?
No, it's interesting, Frank. I mean, I've got 5 ex-IRS agents that actually work in my offices here, and we've got a great reputation with the IRS. They actually welcome us when we call and go in their offices, and they do that because we know we're up front. We're going to get the taxpayer back into the tax system, and we're trying to help them as much as we're trying to help the client. Of course, we're helping the client save as much money as possible, but you know, just the fact that we're out there helping taxpayers get back in the system, they really love us, Frank, believe it or not. And they see our name and they know they're going to get, you know, good service, and we're going to help the taxpayer, and we're helping them do their job as well.
And it is an expression, but it is true. It is a large part about relationships, and you have good relationships.
Yeah, it's all
with
about it. Relationships. Absolutely, Frank. It's all about relationships. And it's funny because we call and they know us. They know us by name. So it's very important, these relationships.
Yeah, we praise God for you. By the way, did you hear my reference to Mr. Universe? Do you understand where I was going with that?
Yeah, I heard that, Mr. Universe. I mean, you knew I wanted I won the MPC physique competition. That's why you said that, Frank.
That's right. That's right. And every year on your birthday, you do something. I just watched the video the other day and couldn't believe it. You did.
Well, yeah, I do. I do as many push-ups as my age. And if I tell you how many push-ups I did, you'll know my age, Frank.
Yeah, you did 24. I saw it. I watched it. I told you. I said you were 23, 24. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let me point this out. You just had a grand opening for a brand new building down the road from where you had been for a number of years. It's much larger. And part of the reason why you went to the new building, other than it's a wonderful establishment, is because you're growing and you needed more space because you need and have more clients.
Absolutely. We ran out of space at the last office. Of course, we've been here just over 3 months now, and we've got extra room here for growth for the next several years at least.
Can you share a story or two before I bid you adieu about somebody that came in? And I mean, I don't say this lightly, but I know you have changed a lot of people's lives. I know that when we have talked on and off the air, you see this just as much as a business as it is a ministry. So what about a story or two about somebody that came in and you turned everything around?
Well, it's interesting. We just talked to a client who's actually out of state. We do a lot of out-of-state work as well. We've got clients all around the country, Frank, but they're one of those ones that hadn't filed in 10 years, believe it or not, and we came up with a game plan. They were frightened to file because they thought they were going to just owe hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we've got a game plan in place to really minimize any liability they may have, and he wrote a pretty sizable check, but he knows how much he's going to be saving by us doing the work. So that just came in this week, Frank. But they come in every day. I mean, we've got IRS problems coming in every day, and they're heavy on their heart. We had one where they're garnishing the wages. We had to put a call in immediately to stop that because they were taking 75% of their paycheck, and they can't even live off the 25%, but the government doesn't care, Frank.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are a couple success stories we had recently.
And I say this, and again, you are a sponsor, you are a friend, but I have immense integrity. Everything I say I know is true, and when I say that, to say this, you love what you do, don't you?
Well, I think hopefully your listeners can hear the excitement in my voice because my greatest passion in life is to help people. And there's no greater need than helping someone that's in an IRS situation or some kind of tax problem. And they need help and they need it now. It's like a 911 call that they need to make. And some of the clients even call me Dr. Phil the taxes. So believe it or not, that's what I do, Frank.
All right, that's a new one, Dr. Phil. I'll have to remember that. You're a man that wears many hats. The doctor one, I had not thought of, but...
Yeah, they call me Dr. Phil.
Okay. They call you a lot of things too, Phil. You know that, don't you?
Hey, absolutely, Frank.
We've got a moment. Anything else you want to share in closing, and I'll make sure and give out all the info again and let people know how to reach out to you.
Well, I tell you, there's two systems of taxation, and if your listeners can hear this, I think they'll understand where we're coming from. There's a system. There are two systems of taxation: one for the informed, and one for the uninformed. And the reason I say that is, clients come in here and they don't have a clue. I mean, I even have clients that doing their taxes on TurboTax, and that's a nightmare for most people. And they don't have a clue what they're doing. They don't know how to get out of a situation. And we've done this for over 40 years, Frank. So we know everything that's out there that can help them save taxes and minimize any tax liability.
If you are someone that files taxes and have concerns or looking for new information, new eyes, new help, anything and everything, reach out to Phil Liberatore and the IRS Problem Solvers. There's two ways you can do it. Call this number, 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. And if you'd like to go on their website, it's stopirspain.com. And indeed, that's true. Stopirspain.com. Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, thank you for all you do, Dr. Phil.
Well, Frank, Dr. Frank, thank you so much for what you're doing on KABC and how you're helping men's lives all around the country.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Have a blessed night.
Yes, you too. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Phil Liberatore has been with IRS Problem Solvers for decades. And I want to tell a brief story before we go to break that I wasn't going to tell with him on the line. So I went to high school in the 70s. I went to Notre Dame High School, a private, Catholic, all-boys school, and I did not have a good time, as it were. But the point of the story is I had a few close friends, not too many. I struggled in high school. And then you blink your eyes and time goes by. And then it was a few years ago, we had a someone in our class that passed unexpectedly, and he was one of my friends, and there was a celebration of life. So I got my yearbook open, and I'm looking the night before, and I see Philip Liberatore. Now, I know Phil because he is a sponsor, an altruist. He helps a lot of ministries. My past program on another radio station, he was predominant all over the airwaves, sponsoring this and that. And he's a wonderful man that believes in supporting ministry and others that are doing good work. So I knew of Phil from that context. And then I realized, oh, my goodness, could it be? So I texted him. What year did you go to school? And next thing you know, I realized he was a classmate. So I can vouch for this man's integrity. He's been doing this for decades. I can't emphasize this enough, especially with all the changes coming. You need to be confident in the person that does your taxes. Maybe that box is checked for you. But I think for a lot of us, there's kind of an if factor there. Why not try reaching out to Phil and all of his associates and see if they can take care of you in ways that maybe you can't imagine? The number is 877-6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. And as I said before, stopirspain.com is their website. When we continue, we've had a lot of rains. I've talked on the program about, well, are we out of the drought? Wait till you hear a breaking story. We'll get to that and much more. Phone lines are always 800-222-KABC. And more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to this, the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9. You can find us, obviously, on the web at KABC.com. I almost said something else. Welcome to the program. Hey, we got a wide open board. Thank you, Phil Liberatore. We've cleared the lines. You are KABC family. If you'd like to call in tonight at some point, 800-222-KABC are the numbers, 800-222-5222. If you're new to the program, we do it a little differently on my show. I've done radio, talk radio, for 35, 36, figured it out last night, maybe even 37 years. But most talk radio programs will hit one topic for the hour and take a lot of calls. We do that once in a while, but I like the idea of relying upon you. If you're going to pick up your phone and call in the program, sometimes you have an issue, a story that means a lot to you, let alone the art of communication. I embrace disagreement. I'm grieved by the state of conversations these days and the culture we live in. The small minority of loudmouths, we call it cancel culture. But there's no reason why we can't even have conversations of great disagreement respectfully and learn from each other. So I like taking calls. I like having interactions and conversations on the air. And 90%+ of the programs, I will not limit it to one topic where I just want to have everybody call in and share your thoughts on the same issue over and over again. So all that to say, if you have anything you want to call in and talk about, discuss, debate, phone lines are wide open. 800-222-KABC. Adam is the man you speak with before you get on the air with me. And as always, Wayman is in master controls, making sure the plane flies well. Speaking of planes, I was on a plane Monday and Tuesday. I took a very quick trip up to Idaho, to Boise, for some ministry business. I have a men's ministry, and we are looking at doing a men's event in Boise over the summer. The trip up was not direct. It was a stopover in Oakland. And obviously the way back, same thing. And I have to tell you, sitting in the Oakland airport, it's one thing L.A. County. I don't live in L.A. County, but I understand there is a certain mindset in certain counties. And when I allude to L.A. County, there's a lot of, homelessness and crime is up in L.A. County. I've not been in Oakland in a long time. The airport, I counted. About 40% of the people in Oakland's airport all were masked up. It caught me off guard. Now, it makes sense, Bay Area, mindsets, but I was shocked how many people had masks on. In fact, here's a short story. I'm on the plane, flew out of Burbank. Thank you, Lord, for Bob Hope Airport. Whenever I can fly, it's out of Burbank. It's such a breath of fresh air versus going to that other place. So Burbank to Oakland, less than an hour. Oakland to Boise, a little more than an hour. So it was a couple quick jump-offs. My flight back from Oakland to Burbank, I sat next to, they'll be genderless, a person that had a mask on. And the plane was not full. I somehow, I'm not plugging any airlines. I happen to fly Southwest. I think I've never flown Southwest save many years ago. So you don't get a seat assigned to you, Southwest. So for whatever reasons, the flight back home, not a full flight. I got like toward the front. Something happened. One of the connecting flights was delayed. So I was first on board. I sat right in the front row next to the window, stretched my legs. People come filing in. And then about 5 minutes before takeoff, somebody comes in. Again, not going to say whether it was a man or a woman. I do believe in just two genders, by the way. Sits right next to me with a mask on. And I'm thinking, okay. Now, there was no one in the seat, you know, three across. Me in the window, middle, aisle seat. This person sat right next to me. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe not even going to go there. I'm just going to mind my own business, read my book. I'll be home in an hour. Flight takes off. We're about 5 minutes in. Person turns to me and says, why aren't you wearing a mask? And I honestly, I thought, please. We're not going to have this conversation. I was respectful. I was nice. I wanted to say, you know, the seat next to you was open. But they insisted on pushing the issue. So after a couple of minutes, and I will say, gosh, I'll just say I was on my best behavior. Okay? This is a sore subject for me. I've watched 2 years of COVID, lockdowns, a lot of nonsense about masks and a whole lot of other things. But look, I've been pretty consistent in if someone chooses to wear a mask, okay. If someone chooses to take the shot, okay. We should be allowed to make our own choices, right? So I tried to go the high road with this person and I said, so you obviously feel strongly about wearing a mask? And they're like, yes, I do. And I'm like, great. And then they ask me, are you vaccinated? And I thought to myself, okay, maybe it's time for me to move. Maybe it's time for me to call the stewardess over. Or is that wrong? Should I say steward, male, female? Just call them stewards. I don't know. My acting days, we used to call them actresses and actors, male, female. Now everybody's an actor. Anyway, but I thought, no, this is getting interesting. I'm a guy that happens to believe God sometimes sets up divine appointments for you. So I started kind of reposturing my mindset, like maybe this is a divine appointment. So I said, well, that's an interesting question. Before I answer, may I ask you? And they're like, oh, yes, I've taken all the shots. And I'm due for a booster. And I said, well, I hope that you've been well. And the person said, I've been sick twice, really bad. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I hope you're well now. You're wearing a mask now. And then it's as if the Lord spoke through me because I was getting really agitated. I said, is there any way I can serve you now? And when I heard myself say it, I thought, who just said that? And the person said to me, you know, you're such a nice man. They said, when I got on the plane, there weren't many seats available. And I'm thinking, well, that's not true. There are a lot of seats. But I wanted it. Okay, it was a woman, obviously, an older woman. Because the way I go with the story now, I have to tip that. So she says, you're such a nice man. And then she says, you know what? Forget this topic. I want to know about you. And I thought, wow. I kind of breathed a sigh of relief, like, okay, I'm off the hook on that one, because I did not want to get in that conversation. That conversation rarely goes well. And so she asked me about me, and I said, well, I did not have my ministry shirt on or sweatshirt. Our logo is a big cross. You can't miss it. And I haven't intentionally flown without wearing it, but there have been a couple times when I've had it on, and there's been some issues. Just a big coincidence, I guess. So I just had a T-shirt on, and I said, well, I said, I have a ministry. And because she said, what are you doing flying back from Oakland? I said, well, I was in Boise, stop over in Oakland. I have a men's ministry. And her eyes got really big. And she said, where are all the good men? And by the end of the conversation, the end of the flight, about 50-some minutes in, it was as if the onset looked really bad and the finality of it was just a joy. You know, I told her, I gave her my card. I said, if I can ever serve you, help you. And she had shared some of the troubles that she'd been in. I told her about her website. She's not married at the time, divorced, older lady. But it was just a great conversation. And as I was walking off the plane, my first thought was a thought I've had many times in my life. You know, sometimes we're quick to judge. Sometimes we're quick to react. I'm probably at the front of the line. When I fly, I like to just sit and read. I don't like to get into conversations, partially because it's so loud in the plane anyway. But I will just say this, and I told her as I was getting off the plane, you made my day. It was a joy to just get to know you. And I wanted to ask her, why did you sit so close to me? And all, but nothing. Just a wonderful woman flying back, lived in Oakland for 32 years. And was visiting her grandchildren in Burbank. So I tell you that story. I flew in Tuesday. It's been a long week. Excited about news to come in Boise. But I have nothing other than to just tell you it was a wonderful interaction. And I thank God for people like, I won't say her name, but she was a real joy. All right. We're going to break and come back. We've got some calls on the screen. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. I've never been one of those guys that likes to say, I told you so. And if you've listened to my program at all, you know that I have talked a bit about the drought, a bit about California and the politics here. And how I have a clear position on this topic. You may not even know it. If you're interested, stick around. I'm going to share it again. But there is a breaking story about all of the rains recently and how it has affected our state. I want to share that story with you. You may be a bit surprised. I'm not, but it's important information to relay your way. And if you have any comments about that or anything else, you're always welcome to call in 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. And I thank you for listening to this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Hey, all the rains, I think, are gone for now. Oh, I just got a couple of texts. Oh, my goodness. It's a breaking news story. I'll look at that on the break. So all the rains are gone for the most part. I don't know about you, but it kind of got to the way the news reports storms these days. If I heard atmospheric river one more time, I'm not kidding you. And it's the 12th atmospheric river. Bad doom and gloom. You know, the way the media reports this stuff. But the fact is, we received an enormous amount of rain. And if you have lived in California for a year or 100 years or anything in between, you know we hear constantly, this is a drought state, extreme drought. I've said on the program a number of times, first of all, my position is we don't have to be in the situation of being in drought. I think there is a lack of political will. There are a lot of environmentalists that have filed lawsuits, and a 3-inch smelt fish is more important than your well-being. And I'm not saying that lightly. We haven't built any storage facilities in decades. Whenever we do get a decent amount of rain, most of it just goes right back out in the ocean. But we've heard stories, snowpack, state, 90%, it's all looking good. Well, check this story out. Headline. And my phone just shut off. Hang on. Come on now. California to squander record rains, snowpack, and deluge of regulations. Let me read you a little of this story. California's Central Valley constitutes 1% of the agricultural land in the United States, yet it harvests nearly a quarter of the nation's farm products. In other words, Central California is a very valuable resource. 50-mile-wide, 450-mile-long breadbasket is irrigated by an intricate series of river impoundments and canals that are regulated by federal and state agencies. The operative phrase there, regulated by federal and state agencies. California, like much of the West, withered during a multi-decade drought that over its past 3 years featured the region's driest span on record. And then there's a lot of specifics about the drought and what happened. Hey, there's atmospheric rivers. Now the valley, like much of California, is flooded after a 3-month spasm of atmospheric rivers swamped previously patched farmlands, citrus orchards, nut groves, and livestock grazing pastures. Nut groves. They're not talking about Sacramento. With a record snowpack in the Sierra Madre looming to the east, a spring of summer sustained snowmelt flooded away. As this excess water seeps into the sea, meanwhile, San Diego is paying $38 per acre foot to desalinize seawater. Yeah. Little of winter's abundant rains and snowpack will be impounded and retained for use in a future where, as California's hydrologic record confirms, drought is certain. All this water will flow into the sea over soil that was dust months ago, will be dust again, because there is little additional capacity to impound or divert water for storage. And the article goes on in great specifics about all of the bureaucracy and the reason why we don't store any of the water. And this article, it's on the Epoch Times website, written by John, looks like Howie. It's all about, within a matter of a few months, we're going to be back to square one again. And there's some attribution to some politicians on both sides. Some politicians saying water in California has always been complicated and controversial. Some of us want to reverse that. And there's others that are saying, oh, it just has to be this way. It's just the way it is. So let me get to the story and the part that I think is also most noteworthy. There are evidently two separate issues going on right now that kind of cancel each other and renders the state impotent to building any kind of water storage facilities. And both of these regulations have to do with the environment and specifics. It's just kind of mind-blowing to think that radical environmentalists have somewhat commandeered the state of California, bought and sold a lot of politicians into, trickling down, pun intended, to we as California citizens having to pay the price. One politician said, there is a new bill in the works, and the purpose of this bill is to ensure two agencies don't conflict with one another. He said, I'm going to read this again. We need to pass a law to ensure two agencies regulating endangered fish species don't conflict with one another. Both of the pieces of legislation have to do with preserving fish. One is like a 3-inch smelt. So they can't build water facilities. It's got to be business as usual. One politician said, we're in the greatest country in the world, and we've got two different agencies trying to manage fish species in two different ways. It creates gridlock and a grinding halt. And I'm not going to read the boring, you know, HR this and this representative from this county and all the political rhetoric. But I do want to get to the part of the article. The headline is Not Acts of God, but of Men. And I will name a couple politicians by name here. Chair Representative Chris Bentz said with 40 million people, 15% of the nation's GDP, and 70% of its domestically grown fruits and vegetables, California is obviously terrifically important to America. Another politician said sustaining the Central Valley's $22.5 billion agricultural output is not just critical to California economy, but to feed the nation. Quote, food security is national security. Without a reliable water supply, our ability to feed the nation will be in jeopardy. While we cannot control the weather, we can control the laws and regulations that govern our water and ensure we're using it with the most common sense possible. If we do not take time to address some of the misguided policies that prioritize fish over people, the entire country will be in trouble, end quote. Department of Interior Secretary Deborah Harland was invited to a hearing on this new proposal. She declined. Also invited were representatives from the Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Reclamation, California Fish and Game Department. They all said, no thanks, we're going to go with business as usual. Business as usual. Last quote, these crises are predictable. It's going to stop raining again. We're going to experience droughts again. But they are preventable if we make the right investments. The system is broken. We have to fix it. Meantime, the water is streaming down the hills and into the sea. And we're going to look at drought again in a number of few months. And it's as if we didn't get any rain at all this past winter. It's pretty sad, pretty disgusting. Business as usual in California. You have any thoughts about this? 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. It's mind-blowing to me. Forget the politicians. They're pretty predictable. That we, the people, just say enough's enough. Right? Wasn't that long ago. People are pulling their lawns out and putting in fake green turf and making all these adjustments and buy your electric vehicle. We're going to shut down gas stoves. The planet's dying. What a lot of hooey. What a lot of nonsense. When I say I don't believe in global warming, it's not as if I don't believe there aren't cycles to the planet. Of course there are. But I've been hearing for a long period of time, and I was a part of it in the late 80s and 90s, we've only got so much time, we got to make these radical changes, or the planet's going to die and we're going to go with it. Sea levels are going to rise, and it's going to get really bad. We've got a new administration that spouts this new Green Deal, Green New Deal. It's just disgusting. The rich get richer, poor get poorer, and middle class take it from both sides. I'd love to get in a conversation with you. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you don't want to get into an actual conversation and you have some thoughts you want to express, I do have a private email. It comes right to me. It's frank@kmgministries.com. I have my screen open. If you want to send an email, I'll read it on the air if it's, you know, reasonable, intelligent, noteworthy, informational. 800-222-KABC is my preference. If you'd like to call in on that topic or anything else, we've got one more hour. Hour number two is upon us. We got a lot of stories to get to as well. And I'm grateful whenever you join us here. We're here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Southern California's first talk radio station. Talk Radio 790 KABC.